Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beya, Daf Chav Dalet. We're starting the third perek. The Mishnah talks about Ein Sodan Dogim and Bivim B'Yomtif. You're not allowed to trap fish from the ponds on Yomtif. The Mishnah says you could trap Chayim V'Oif from the Bivrim. In that case, we mean the corrals. And the Gemara explains it's only when they're not mechuset seda, when they're in the corral, they're already trapped, it's not mechuset seda to take them as opposed to the fish. So here's where the Rishonim discuss, we find over here and in other places, that there are meleches eichel nefesh that are asur on Yom Tov. Even though, generally speaking, eichel nefesh is mutter, like the Torah says, achar she'ochel chol nefesh hu levad yasur lechem, you're allowed to do meleches eichel nefesh on Yom Tov. And you're allowed to do shchita and bishul and lisha and other avos malachais for the purpose of eichel nefesh. But there are some times we find the malacha is aser even though you're doing it for eichel nefesh. Like here in the Mishnah, seda is aser even though it's being done for eichel nefesh. Similarly, in the Gemara in the first parak of Daf Gimel, we learned that beish and olda biyantiv is aser, according to one man the Yomer, gzeri because of peiros and eishim. It's similar to fruit that fell off a tree on Yom Tov. And why is fruit that fell off a tree aser? So you see that ktsira, that taking fruit, picking fruit from a tree on Yom Tov is aser, even though you're doing it for eichel nefesh. You're doing the malach of ktsira for eichel nefesh, and it's aser. And similarly, according to the other pshat in Be'ish and Olda B'Yom Tov, that's from Shemashkim Shazavu, and that's aser b'gzeri shem yischait, that you might squeeze out the fruit. And the bay is similar to liquids that come out of a fruit. So you see, it's also to squeeze fruit, to drink the juice on Yom Tov, which is a malacha of dash. So you see, in a number of places, there's an iser to do a malacha, even letzarech eichel nefesh. And the shaila is why, and what's the agdar, when is it us or when is it mutter? The Rishonim here discuss it. So there are two mahalchim in the Rishonim in general. If the Isser is deraisa or derabana, the machlekes Rishonim, when you find meleches eichel nefesh that's aser on Yom Tov, does it mean that that Isser is mideraisa? Or mideraisa, everything that's done for eichel nefesh is mutter, and the things that we find in the Gemara is aser is an Isser derabana. Taisus and the Ramban al Muchamis and the Rajma Masech de Shabbos and Daf Tzadikei and the Mardchai in the first parak, they will hold that these malachas that are asa for eichel nefesh are asa midereisa. And the Ran, and the Rosh, and the Rambam, and that's out of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, they hold that the Isser is an Isser derabanan. So first let's explain the Rishonim that hold it's an Isser derabanan. And they're coming from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi clearly brings a drasha from Sukkim to say why certain malachas, even though they're done for eichel nefesh, is asa. If you hold it's derabanan, you're going to have to say the Yerushalmi is an asmachta, or that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi brings psukim, a drasha from psukim, to ask a certain malachas for eichel nefesh. The Yerushalmi has two drashas. One is miyutim, that it says, ach is a miyut, ach ashe yachal lechol nefesh, and hu is a miyut, and levada is a miyut. You have three miyutim, and that asks tchina, and arkada, and breira. That's one drash of the Yishalmi. The other drash of the Yishalmi is that you learn after Mushmartem es ha-matzais, that right after the pasuk of Ach HaShei Chol Chol Nefesh Hu Levad Yosu Lechem, which tells you that Melechus Chol Nefesh is Mutter, it says Mushmartem es ha-matzais, you have to guard the matzais. When do you have to start guarding the matzais? When they can become chametz, which is from the time of the Lisha, from the time that you need the dough, that's when you have to watch the matzais. So, Milisha ve'elach, that's when there's a heter of Melechus Eichel Nefesh. Before Lisha, there's no heter of Melechus Eichel Nefesh. These are the two drashas in the Yerushalmi. But it requires more explanation, because Lisha ve'elach is referring specifically to the baking of bread. When you bake bread, like Rishmaritim Es HaMatzais, there, any melacha before Lisha is aser, and any malacha after Lisha is mutter. And there's only two malachas after Lisha. Lisha and Afia. So there's only two things that are mutter when you bake bread. But First of all, we find in the Gemara in the first Perek that Tchina is mutter when you grind spices. And you also find that Boyer is mutter when you're being Boyer kidneys in different Eifanim. Even though these malachas are before Lisha. And the answer is, because Lisha v'elach is specifically to baking bread, there the other malachas aren't considered to be malachas echel nefesh to be matter. Mashaykh, when you're dealing with beans, their Boyer is mutter. When you're dealing with spices, it chine is mutter. So we still have to be magder. What exactly is the vart of lisha ve'elech that you have by bread, which doesn't allow lamashal k'tzira, but does allow for bayur and for tchina when you're dealing with other foods. And also, this mishnah of tzeda. Tzeda is aser. And that, Taisa says, we learn that from the din of lisha ve'elech. Vashenken shchita is mutter. Now, neither tzeda or shchita have anything to do with the malachas of pas, the malachas that are not in the seder of pas. So where would Lisha Ve'elech teach you that tzeda is asur and shchita is mutter? There must be something about Lisha Ve'elech that's in one category, and the malachas avodas before Lisha, which is in a separate category, which we could then figure out that shchita is in the category of Lisha Ve'elech, and tzeda is in the category that's before Lisha. So how do we understand it? When the Maran Chai, in the first parak, brings a drash of Lisha Ve'elach, he simply says, U'moshon ha'kosav l'chachomim leida ha'malacha doyma milisha ve'elach. The Chachomim figured out which malachas are doyma to Lisha Ve'elach, which malachas are not. But he still didn't tell us exactly the Agdarim. In the Shita Mekubetzah Seifan Art, it says the art of kroy v'lo'echel nefesh. The malacha said, a kroy v'lo'echel nefesh, that's what's mutter. The malachas that are further away, further removed from the eichel nefesh, that's what's aser. But in the Ramban, in Milchamis, it's on Daf Yad Gimel Mabez in the Daf Arif, and the Rashi brings it down in Shabbos, he says a more clear agdara, which really there are two parts to it. First of all, he says, a malacha that's done liyamim rabim, a malacha that's generally speaking done liyamim rabim, that's what's aser. A malacha that's generally speaking done that same day, that's what's mutter. So, that's a lisha ve'elech. When you're baking bread, all the 11 malachas that we have for baking bread, all of them are done well in advance of breaking the bread. The ktsira, the dash, the ma'amer, the tchina, the bayer, all these things are done in the field. They're done well in advance. You have storehouses of wheat, and even the tchina, you have storehouses of flour. It's not done the same day that you bake the bread. What's done the same day you bake the bread is just lisha ve'elech. You take the flour, you knead it, and you bake it. And so that's the agdara lefi the Ramban. The malacha said it generally done liyamim rabim. That's aser midaraisa because of these drushes. Mashengin, the malacha said it done, generally speaking, that day. That's mutter. That would explain why Boyer Kidneys and grinding up spices, which are done that day, b'derech klal, that's mutter. These are kitchen work, that's mutter. The Ramban says another Hagdara, he calls it Melechas Aveda. He says Melechas Aveda is aser. What he means, what I think the Bir Adav is, he doesn't explain in the Melchamis, but I'm going to want to explain the Ramban's Hagdara of Melechas Aveda based on what he says in Chumash. The Ramban Al-Atayah by Melechas Aveda points out that on Yontif is the only place where the Torah calls the Malacha Melechas Aveda. On Shabbos, the Torah always simply calls it Malacha. On Yontif, the Torah adds Agdara Melechas Aveda. So Ramban explains, Malacha doesn't mean work. Malacha means any creative act is called Malacha. That's why on Shabbos, all 39 Malachas are Aser, even if they don't involve work. Mashenki by Yontif, there, the site of what's asa, he says, Melechas Echel Nefesh is not called Melechas Aveda. That's what the Torah means when it says Melechas Aveda. The Melechas Echel Nefesh, ordinary household work for Echel Nefesh, that's not Melechas Aveda, that's not really work. So I think here in the Melchamis, he's extending that a little bit. In the Chumash, he just mentions that that's the difference in Echel Nefesh, which is not Melechas Aveda, it's just Melacha, and non-Echel Nefesh, that's Melechas Aveda. Here he's explaining that even things that are for Eichel Nefesh, but if they're Nasa Liyamim Rabim, they become in the category of Melechas Aveda. The Ramban adds that Kaitzer and Seda, even if they're not done Liyamim Rabim, they're also would be called become aser. Because he says Agdara, the Torah says you light up prepare food, hechsher machalim. You have food which is unprepared, and you're preparing the food, that's mutter. Mashenk and Ktsira, the food's bechlal not in your rishus. It's not just preparing a food which is not prepared. It's bringing the food to you altogether. It's creating the food in a way. That's aser, even if it's done for that day. The same thing tzeda. The animal is not in your rishus bechlal. You're bringing it into your rishus. That already doesn't go in the klal of lishavel. That's what the Torah is memayit. The Torah is memayit two things. One is malachas that are generally done for a long time. And the second is malachas that are done not to prepare the food that you have, but to bring the food into your rishus from out of your rishus, from out of your domain totally, to bring it here. That's not called melechas echal nefesh. That's not food preparation. That's a different thing. That's what's aser midaraisa. So this is the pshat and the rishonim that hold that these melechas are aser midaraisa. Now let's discuss the rishonim that hold that these melechas are aser midarabanan. Now you find two different timim that are given. You find the time of the Ran and the Rosh, the time and the Agdara of the Ran and the Rosh, which melechas are aser midarabanan for echal nefesh and why. And you find in the Rambam a different time, a different gather. In the Ran and the Rosh, the Ikkar time is, like we explained in the Ramban, on the Deraisa Dikkur level, that's what the Ran and the Rosh say is true on the Derabanan Dikkur level. That Chazal Asin Malacha said it generally speaking Don Liyam and Rambam, because that's an Uvda Dechayl. The only Malacha said Amut, the things that are generally done for that day, so that's a Yom Tov Dikkur Malacha. Mashenkin Malacha said it generally done Liyam and Rabim. That's an Uvda Dechayl. So the Ran explains that Seda, even though the Ran holds, in contrast to Rashi, like we're going to explain, that by Seda, it's not as fresh if you trap it the day before. But normally, people don't trap the meal they want to eat that day because they're afraid that maybe they won't catch anything. So normally, Seda is done in advance. So since Seda is generally speaking done in advance, even though it tastes fresher if it's done that day, Chazal was not matter it on Yom Tov. Ktsira, he's a little bit more bothered with, because even though, of course, Ktsira Shechitim is done long in advance, but the Ktsira of fruits and vegetables, particularly garden and vegetables that don't stay fresh, are normally done that day, because they won't be fresh if you cut it the day before. So why is that Aser on Yom Tov? So the Ran says, Leiplug, there's one gather of Ktsira, and Leiplug, we don't mechalik between Ktsira and between Ktsira of Chitim, which is done in advance, and done a lot at the same time, and Ktsira of fruits and vegetables. We're not mechalik between the two. The general melacha of Ktsira is a melacha which is generally done long in advance. But he has a problem a little bit with Tchina. Like we said, Tchina's Chitim is Aser. Tchina of spices is mutter. Why is that? Why don't we go back to the general rule of tchina? So the Ran explains, because tchina schitim is done in a completely different way than tchina of spices. Tchina of schitim is done in a completely different way, so they didn't look at it as one category. Tchina schitim is normally done long in advance. Tchina of spices, you have a spice mill, you have a pepper mill, and you grind the spices right before the suda, so they shouldn't get spoiled. And that's a completely different eifen of tchina. Memel, they will matter the tchina of spices, even the acid of tchina of chitim, as opposed to ktsira, where it's considered the same category. That's the derech of the Ran and the Rosh. The Rambam, who also holds that it's derabanan, he says differently. He says the reason why derabanan acid it is because whatever is efshir to do may esmol, whatever is efshir to do earlier, Chazal said you shouldn't do it on Yantif, so you shouldn't be busy on Yantif doing all the malachas, and you won't be able to enjoy Yantif properly. You'll be nimna from Simchas Yantif because you'll have so many malachas to do. So whatever you could do before, nothing will spoil, and there won't be any hefsid in the Meichel. So there Chazal said, you have to do it before. Whatever, if you do it before, it won't be as fresh. So there Chazal said you should do it on Yantif. So according to the Rambam, it's not a vart of whether it's done liyam and Rambam or not. The aside is it possible to do it earlier? Now the Ran asks on this Agdara, that why would Ktsira be aser if the fruits and vegetables that you cut on Yom Tov taste much fresher if they're cut that day? And similarly, I think you could ask about Dosh. The higher fresh squeezed juice tastes better than if you squeeze it, than if you squeeze it in advance. So why would that be aser? And similarly, the Ran asks about Tzedah, that when you catch a fish earlier, even if you leave it in the water, it doesn't taste as good as if you catch it that day. But I think the Rambam would answer very similar to what the Ran says in his own pshat. That Ktsira the pshat is, and Dosh, the way I ask my kasha, you go basarayv. Rayv of Ktsira is Evshe Me'esmo. So the Chazal asked all Ktsira. They made it in the shame of the Malacha. They didn't work Mechal between one Eifin and the other Eifin. So Ktsira B'derech Klau is Evshe Me'esmo. So they asked all Ktsira. Now, Disha B'derech Klau is Evshe Me'esmo. They asked all Disha. Even squeezing fruit, but derech klal, when you squeeze wine and oil, which is the main type of schita, it's done long in advance, and that's how it's efshir, and therefore it's mutter. And even though there's some fruits that taste better when you squeeze it that day, they went basareif. Tchina, there they are mechalik. The Rambam's lashon is that tchina schitim is efshim esmo, and mistami means the ran svara. That tchina schitim is done in a completely different eifin than tchina of spices, and therefore Tchinas chitim is considered efshim esmo, tchinas spice is not. The only kash is tzedah, because tzedah could be as a whole is better when you do it that day. It's impractical to trap it before. It's easier to trap it that day and be able to shecht it that day. So the Rambam, interestingly enough, does not include tzedah in the melachis that Chazal asked because the efshim esmo. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph doesn't mention tzedah altogether in that klal. The Rambam, when he brings this mission in Perek Beis, he says this mission is because of Muksa. It would sound like you would agree to the Ran that Seder is a melacha which does spoil. It is a problem if you do it me'esmo. It's b'derech klal better to do the Seder that day. But the reason why you can't trap the fish or the chayev ha'ayfis ba'ayfin that they're not mechus at Seder is because it's Muksa, not because of Seder, not because of the melacha. Seder is a melacha which Chazal asked. They didn't. The Isser is not Smuksa. So Al Kapanim, we have these two Mahalchim of the Rabbanan, the Ran and the Rosh, that it's totally on things that are Derech Klal done Liyam and Rabbim, and the Rambam, that the Malachis that are impossible to do Me'esmo, because it will come out of Chesaron and some Kachant if you could do that day, but if it's Efshim Me'esmo, you have to do a Me'esmo. The Rambam throws in that Eitzah, even though normally Eitzah could be done earlier, but Eitzah, if Chazal would answer it so, it would make things very, very difficult. That would be a big minyan on Simchas Yontif. People feel their hands are tied, they won't be able to do the things that they want, so it was much more Simchas Yontif to say it's mutter, as opposed to other malachas will come at more Simchas Yontif if you answer it, and they do it in advance, and then they'll have more time for Simchas Yontif. But not it saw. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam discusses the sugya, but he says, he adds interesting svara on the tzad that it's deraisa. He says the same agdar of the Ramban of Malachas Avodah, the Malachas Liyam Rabim, but he says a different agdar, a little bit with a knech, that the Magen Mishnah says that Malachas that are generally speaking done by Avodim, those are the Malachas that are Asr. I think it's going on a deraisitic level. Mashenkin, the Malachas that are done by the household itself, those are the Malachas that are Mutter. And he explains, because the ik of Yom Tov is Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, to remember that we are Avadim and we were free. So we don't do Malachas of Avadim. The Malachas that are done Liyam and Rabim are normally done by Avadim. They're normally not done by the people themselves. The Malachas that are done for that day, that's what's done for the people themselves. So that's why Malachas Eichel Nefesh, if they're done Liyam and Rabim, that's a Malachas Avayda, that's a Malacha that Avadim do. And that's why it's Aser, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, to remember that we're not Avadim anymore. So those are the Shittas Rishayim in the Sugya. I just want to mention, I just want to go into now Shittas Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi also stells it on the Shaila. Rashi says, "Vayin tzadim dagim afagav the shchita v'afiu bishul ma'avis malachas." Even though shchita v'afiu bishul avis malachas v'huchul etzarich yantif, tamim mishum the yavshim be'erev yantif, they're not possible to do an erev yantif. You could trap it while before day. You just leave it in the trap and it won't die, and then you'll take it the next day. So I already mentioned that the Rishayim's kasha was that it won't be fresh in that eifin. Rashi says it's a shtickle machloikis in Metzias. Rashi holds it will be just as fresh, and Rashi holds that Tzedah is Tidadev Shemesmo. Lafuke, the Rishayinim that say no, that say there's Loyev Shemesmo. And even the Rambam, which says that Gdor of Efshim Esmo, like we said, doesn't include Seda, and he asks Seda in the Mishnah because of Muksa. But in Shitas Rashi, there are two Mahalchim. If Rashi means to say Midairaisa, it's Aser when it's Efshim Esmo, or if Rashi means Midarabonon. The Rana has two Tzadim. The Megine Shleima learns that Rashi means Midarabonon. And Ayibazai, it's Mamish like the Rambam. This is Midarabonon of Efshim Esmo, and just one difference, the Rashi also say there's also Efshim Esmo, but it's mamish like the Rambam Shita. But Taisus and the Rosh learned up Rashi that it means Midaraisa. And they ask a Kasha Rashi, it's connected to Gemara Chaf Chesem and Beis. The Gemara Chaf Chesem and Beis, Lagabi Machshiva Yerchel Nefesh, makes a chilah between Efshim Esmo and Lo Efshim Esmo. The Gemara says there are Bonan Darshan who to be Mayat Machshirim. Who is a Miyat? It's a Mayat Machshiva Yerchel Nefesh. And a Yehuda that says Machshir Eichel Nefesh is Mut, Yidash is Lechem to Marbe Machshir Eichel Nefesh. So Gemara says, according to a Yehuda, what do you do with who? The Miyad of who? So it's, the Gemara says, a Yehuda says, you have the Pasuk of who being Mamayat Machshir. You have the Pasuk of Lechem being Marbe Machshir. So Vaisay, some Machshir Mamut is some are Aser. So the answer is, by Machshirim which are Evshim Esmol, those Machshirim are Aser, and Machshirim are Loy Evshim Esmol, those Machshirim are Mutter. So, in fact, Taisus and the Rosh, you see that you need a special miyah to be mayit machshir yechel nefesh according to Rabbi Yehuda when they're evshem esmo. Vaisis by yechel nefesh itself, where you don't have this miyah, even evshem esmo is still mutter midaraisa. That's the kasha of Taisus and the Rosh. The Ran also asked the kasha. The Ran is most of two other kashas. One is that Etzah is also evshem esmo. Bishlam, if you hold it's the Rabbanon, like the Rambam, so you could say the Rabbanon had a reason why they didn't want to ask the Reitzah, even though it's Efshim Esmol. You shouldn't feel like your hands are tied. You should be able to enjoy Yantif with the Reitzah. Mashenkin, if you hold it's the Reitzah together, Reitzah is also Efshim Esmol. So why would Reitzah be Mutter? Marshal, to bring a knife for the Sheikh, the Sheikh, like we had in the first Perik. But it brought the knife, May Esmol. Why is Reitzah Mutter even for Eichel Nefesh? The third kashi says is the sugya by grinding spices. It was mashmana, even the spices that won't be mefik tam, like salt and like karkaim, those spices also are mutter mi deraisa to be teichen. The only question was that you need nishinoi, min arbonne, you need a shinoi, but smashmi deraisa, it's mutter. Chayvait, it's efshim esmo. So I want to say a teretz on Rashi on the tzad that Rashi is a deraisa tik level. And I want to say like this, the Efshim Esmol that Rashi is discussing is very different than the Efshim Esmol that's discussed in the Gemara Lagav Machshir. The two Efshim Esmols are Cholok Biki Yisai Dinam. They're a completely different category. The Efshim Esmol we have on Machshirim, we're talking about the same Malacha, and the question is it circumstantially Efshim Esmol? In other words, Machshir Eichel Nefesh means you're allowed to sharpen a knife that you need to use for Eichel Nefesh. Machshir Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sharpen the knife, but only if the knife got dull on Yom Tov. If the knife was already dull Erev Yom Tov, you could have sharpened it Erev Yom Tov. It's called Efshim Esmo. So then you're not allowed to sharpen it on Yom Tov. So that's a question of circumstance. In your particular circumstance, it has to be Efshim Esmo. For Eichel Nefesh, we don't have this Hagdara. By Yechel Nefesh, it doesn't have to be Efshim Esmo. Rashi's saying is that the Shem Malacha B'chlolius is Efshim Esmo, that Malacha never became Mutter. Even in a case when your particular case was the Efshim Esmo, which is another Kashur Yishayinim ask, that by Tzedah you're going to say it's Asa because it's Efshim Esmo. What if you tried your hardest to trap the fish Me Esmo? And you couldn't trap it. It didn't go. You didn't. It was also mitzvah ikonis. Your net ended up empty. Now on Yom Tov, you're able to trap fish. So it was lo Efshim Esmo. The Teretz says that agdar is the agdar by machshirim. The question is for you was efshir or lo efshir. Mashenkin the agdar by echol nefesh gufam lefi Rashi on the tzadit steiraisa has nothing to do with your circumstance. The malachas and a bederech klal efshim esmo. They're also no matter what, even if in your particular circumstance it was Efshim Esmo. And the Malachas said a Bederech Klal Efshim Esmo. So even if your circumstances it was Efshir, that's also Mutter. So you're going to have to say on a derisitical level the difference between Trinas Chitim and Trinas Spices, like the Ran says, that perhaps Trinas Spices is only a tolda of Trinas Chitim, and Trinas Spices, but Derech Klal is Eif Shemesmo, so Mel it's Mutta no matter what. Vashenken Trinas Chitim, it's Bederech Klal Eif Shemesmo, so even if in your case you happen not to have a Chitim or a mill to grind it, Meyesmo, Avad it's Aser. So Mela, it's not Shver for Makshir. Makshir, we're talking about the same Malacha, which is Aser, if it's Efshir, and Mutter if it's Loy Efshir. That you don't have Vayechel Nefesh. Vayechel Nefesh, the Malachas like Bishel and Shkita and Eitzah and Avara, and all the Malachas that Bederech Klal or Efshir Meyesmo, they're Mutter no matter what. What Rashi is saying is Mamuid from the Pasuk, the Miyat Deraisa is Malachas that Bederech Klal are Efshim Esmo. Those malachas aren't nichel and the gedder of malachas Eichel Nefesh altogether, and they're usher even if in your particular case it was Loy Efshim Esmo. That's how I want to learn up Rashi. And now let's go start the pratim of the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes a chilek between dagim, fish, which is usher to be tzad, and chayv oifis, which is mutter to be tzad from the beaverim on Yom Tov. Rashi says that the reason for the chilek is kasal kedaita chashter. Rashi says that bechay va'oifis kevin the mekafin gedder havel kenitzaydim va'imdim. Since they're surrounded by a wall, they're already nitzad. Avol dogim nishmatim acharin l'stakim, but dogim they escape to the cracks and crevices. Avitzay de biyantif and asay dan yamtif. The shaila is, why does Rashi say kasal kedaitach? We have such a havimina. L'chayda maskana also is that the reason for chay va'oifis and nitzaydim va'imdim. So the Tzlach explains that the Gemara here thought that as long as the mukav gather, it doesn't matter how big the beaver is, that's already nitzad v'ayimid. As long as the mukav gather, the Gemara's maskana makes a chilek between if it's a big beaver or a small beaver, a beaver katan or a beaver gadol, that only a small beaver is called nitzad v'ayimid. A big beaver is not called nitzad v'ayimid. That's the maskana. Now the shaila is, once by chayev if we make a chilek between a big beaver and a small beaver, so why by dogim also don't you say that by dogim, if you have a small pond which you can get them right away, so it shouldn't be called seida, and if you have a larger pond it should be called seida. What's exactly the chilek between dogim and chayev ifis lemaskana? So there are three mahalchim. The pashut mahalch is that, and this is what most achrayim naman, that by dogim, even in a small pond, there's always dogim could always get away. The sagas arrive, it says Elashim because they're mechusim in a ayin, because you can't see them. And there, the Magen Avram says that if the water is clear, then you don't have this tam. But Rashi's mashmal more than a shmatam achrayim l'stakim, they slip easily. It's more difficult to trap them by dogim. As long as they're in a pond, even in a small pond, it's always going to be considered seida. Mashein kein chayev oifis, if you have a small corral, then already you can catch them right away. But chad shichya, like the Gemara says, it's not called seida. That's a pashup shat. The Taz, in Siman Tov Tzadikas, he says a little differently. Tzadik Zayin, I mean. He says a little differently. He says that by dogim, legabe tseida b'emesin, it's the same thing. Legabe tseida, if you have a small enough pond, so it's the same thing, just like a small beaver, a small corral, for chayev oif is not seida. So a small pond, we could get the dogim right away, is also not seida. The reason why dogim are aser, even in a beaver katan, is because of muksa. Chayev oif is, they're in your gedder, they're in your beaver, they're surrounded by the gedder, they're not muksa. That's considered muchad. Mashenkin dogim in a pond, even in a small pond where there's no seida, the Maisa, they're considered muksa. You don't have das on them, they're considered muksa. Primogadim says, also because they're mechusim in a ayin, because you can't see them, so you don't have das on them. Akobanim, it taz holds that legabe tseida, dogim, and chayev oifis would be the same. It's just that by dogim, you have an extra problem of muksa. The Marshal, in Yamshil Shloime, says a different shot. The Marshal says that dogim in the native habitat is the Indian of Ktsira. He brings from the Yishalmi. There's the Isser of Ktsira, an Av Malacha of Ktsira, to take dogim from the Yam. So even if there be no Malacha of Tseida, but since this is where the dogim have the Chiyas, this is the Chiyas of the dogim, it's like Ktsira, it's like a plant on soil, which you bring Eikid from its Chiyas, you bring Eikid Dava Migidulai, taking fish out of water, that's ktsira. Even if you don't have tzeda, that's the malacha of ktsira. Lamaisa, the Rambam, however, the Rambam says there is no chul between dogim and chayev oif. The Rambam gives the shear of havei metzunu tzedenu both by dogim and by chayev oif. Just like the Mishnah says, the kol mechuset tzeda aser, sheinu mechuset tzeda mutter. The Gemara explains it's talking about if you say havei metzunu tzedenu, the Rambam says that that shear applies to chayev and oif as well as to dogim. The dogim also has the same shear. The Magen Mishnah says, apparently the Rambam holds that Reb Shimon Gamliel is arguing on Dogim Urso. Reb Shimon Gamliel is going on Dogim Urso. That not only Chayev Oif has a Shev Havim Mitzud Nitzedenu, Dogim Urso has a Shev Havim Mitzud Nitzedenu. So Lushver, the Gemara Abaye was Matmi on Rav Yosef, Halacha Mechlal de Pligi. Abaye sounded like Yalav Shimon Gamliel is not arguing, he's just explaining the Tanakama. But the Rambam apparently held that according to Rav Yosef, according to Avida Mishmuel, that said Halacha Krav Shimon Gamliel, he is arguing. That's what's mashing Birish Mishnah Yisusa. The Rambam Paskas Halacha Kerb Shimon Gamliel. Vayisayis, he holds Reb Shimon Gamliel is arguing. And like the Magen Mishnah says, he's arguing by Dogim Urso. By Dogim Urso, the Shir is Havim Mitzudin and Tzedenu. So there is no Chilak Dogim and Chayev Oif Lefi the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah brings a Raya to the Rambam. The Gemara Chafayim and Aleph brings a Meimer from Amar Abba Avunam Arav. Haseicher Amis Mayim Erev Yomtev Ulamacha Hishkamatsu Badogim Utarim. If you close off, you dam off a stream of water, an Erev Yontif, and you come back the next day and you see this fish there, it's mutter. Vaistais is no problem of tzeda if the fish are trapped in the small Amas HaMayim that you shut off. So who would then a small beaver, there'll be no problem with tzeda. If you the other mahalach, you have to make a chilek. And as if you learn the Isser tzeda, you're going to have to say Seicher Amas HaMayim is a narrow place. And it's very, very easy to catch the fish there. Also because maybe there'll be a lot of fish, you could just put your hand in and just grab them. But it's very easy to catch the fish there. The male vid is no problem with seida. A bivar, a brecha ktana, a small pond, is wider. And therefore the fish could slip away, could jump here and there. An am is a narrow stream. It's only an am a big. And the male, there's no problem with seida there. That's how the achrayim that learn al seida is going to have to learn. The Taz, who learns al smuksa, he says, this is a pshat, because you anyway don't have tzeda when you have a beaver cut. The problem is muksa. When you're seicha, the amas maim, so you made a maisa to be making the fish. When you did al yidei maisa, you were making the fish, then they're not muksa anymore. That's why seicha amas maim is different than a beaver cut, and a beaver cut is muksa. And seicha amas maim, you did a maisa to make, and it's not muksa anymore. The feed of Marshal, the pshat is, that when you're seicher the amas mayim, so you're taking the fish out of its natural habitat. They can't live in this cramped amas mayim that you were seicher. That's it. That's not the place where they live. It's not the makam giduloi. When they're in the beaver, so they could live there their whole life. That's the makam giduloi. Mashenkin, the seicher amas mayim, you put them in a cramped place where they're not. That's not the makam giduloi anymore. So that's not called the problem of ktsira of eikadava migiduloi. But now let's go a bit weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah also mentions the halacha by the fish of ein neisen lefnei mezainis, as opposed to chayev oif where you neisen lefnei mezainis. The question is, what's the issur of giving the fish mezainis, and why doesn't the issur apply to chayev oif? In the klolius of the issur, there are two mahalchim in the Rishainim. You have the mahalch of the Rishainim that hold the issur is you can't give them mezainis gezeri, you might take from them, you might go and trap it. That's one mahalch in the Rishainim. And that's the Mahalach of Taisus here, and that's really also the Mahalach of the Rambam. And you have another Mahalach in the Rishainim, which is the Ran over here, and Taisus and Shabbos, which stop. You can't be Matriach to give Mezainis to a Baal Chai, which is a Mezainis in Alecha. That's also what Rashi in the Mishnah says. The thing, you can't be Matriach to give Mezainis to a Baal Chai, which is a Mezainis in Alecha, like we're going to explain. Rashi in the Mishnah explains that the chilek between dog and chai is that dog is not mezainis in alecha. Dog, a fish, could eat the vegetation, he could eat a cotton, could eat the gadol. You don't have to give him mezainis, it's not, it could eat without you. A chai of a oif, he says, b'maisa chayr, if it doesn't have food, even maisa kayitz, if they don't have pasture, if the people walk there, so they don't have the grass to eat, so they don't have food. So chai of a oif is mezainis in alecha. That's how Rashi teaches the chilek. The Rashi says that even the Man Yomer that says that Lochem means a feel of nefesh behemah b'mashma, like we had before at Rabbi Akiva, that you're allowed to do malacha to give the animal food on Yom Tov, That's only if it's mizaneis in alecha. If it's not mizaneis in alecha, there's no heter of eichel nefesh for animals that are not mizaneis in alecha. That's what Rashi says. In fact, the Maram, but what's the yisr? It's only doing a malacha that you're not allowed to do if it's a mizaneis in alecha. But what's the malacha of giving them food? Zok the Maram, according to Rashi, you're going to have to learn that we're talking about you actually doing a malacha to give them food. Either you're doing aitsa by bringing the food to the biva, you bring it from a shesayacha to a carmelist, or stam, there's a malacha involved in the preparation of the food. It means you're doing a malacha preparing the food. Lamaisa, the Mishnah is not mashma that way, and that's not how the place can bring down this din. And also another ara, that according to what he's saying, that we're talking about you're doing a malacha, so then you'll have to say that the Mishnah says that you could do a b'chayev ha'ifis is only like Rabbi Kiva, which holds that you could do a malacha for animals, nefesh b'hema b'mashma, but according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, you can't give them food. Come out of stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Akiva. Most place can pass like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The Maaseh of Bashi Pshat in Rashi is, and what it says in the play Yeshua, Rashi doesn't mean it's mamash a malacha. Avadi not doing a malacha, but Rashi's just asking a kasha. Lefi the man the omen that says that you're allowed to do a malacha to feed your behemoth, so koshken, you're allowed to do a tircha to feed your behemoth. On that, Rashi says, but that's only mizaneis in alecha. If it's a mizaneis in alecha, you're not allowed to do a malacha, so who adin, you're not allowed to do a tircha. And chayev ha'if, which is mizaneis in alecha, so then, enechinami lefi arbeis seglili, you can't do a malacha, but al kaponim, you could do a tircha. That's the pshat in the Rashi. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, if the difference between dogim and chayev ha'ifis are that by dogim it's a mizaneis in alecha, because they have their own mizaneis, and chayev ha'if it's mizaneis in alecha, so when the Gemara said, the Gemara asked the Stira, that our Mishnah says that you're allowed to trap Chayev Oif in the Bivar, and the Brisa says you're not allowed to trap Chayev Oif in the Bivar. And the Gemara's Teretz says that one's a Bivar Katan and one's a Bivar Gadol. But the problem is that our Mishnah says that you're allowed to give them a Zainus, and the other Mishnah says you're not allowed to give them a Zainus. How do you answer? How would you explain that Stira? So that's why Taisa says that the reason why you can't give them a Zainus is Xeru, you might come to trap them. Xeru Mishum Tzeda. And Mimela, any time there's an Issa Tzeda, there's an Issa to give him a Zainus. Xeru, you might do Tzeda. Any time there's a Het to Tzeda, there's a Het to give him a Zainus. You don't have that Xeru. The Chilah has nothing to do with Mizanais in Alecha. Now, Rashi in Shabbos says a different time. Rashi in Shabbos says the reason why Nais in Lefneim is Zainus is because they're Muktzah. Now, Bemis and the Rambam also says that. And the Rambam is a little bit more mefarit. The Rambam says that the reason why you can't give them mezainis is because they're muksa, and you can't give animal that's muksa mezainis because maybe you'll take from the animal. Maybe you'll use the animal on Yom Tov. So that's very similar to Taisus. Now, Taisus holds that the issa here is tzeda. So mainly you can't give them mezainis because there you might do tzeda. The Rambam, like we explained, holds the issa here is not tzeda. Tzeda is mutal tzarech echel nefesh. The issa here is muksa. So now I'll give them a Zainus, because there you might take from the Muksa. But the Ran says, that's not what Rashi means. When Rashi says that you can't give them a Zainus because they're Muksa, Rashi doesn't mean, Rashi and Shabbos doesn't mean that there's a Xeru you might take from them. Because Taisus there asks Akasha, as Kama Kasha and Rashi, the Kama Gemaris, that's a Mefurish, you could feed animals even though they're Muksa. So the Ran says the Yisayit is like this. Muksa means that they're out of your Rishus, they're out of your domain, they're not around, they're not part of what you have, and Mimela, they're not considered Mizaneis in Alecha. Mashayin Kain, if they're not Mechusat Seda, so Mimela, they're Rishusay, they're considered part of you, they're considered your household. So Mimela is considered Mizaneis in Alecha. Rashi doesn't mean it's the Issa of Muksa. Rashi means the Messias of Muksa is they're out of your Rishus, and the male did not call Mizaneis in Alecha. So if you have animals that are yours, you have a tiny girl, some animals like Alabetzim, you have birds, whatever the case is, even if they're Muksa, but the pshat is that they're Zuchem Mizaneis in Alecha, they're part of your household, they're part of your Rishus. Now, Shenkin, these animals that are in the wild, so if they're not Mechusat Seidus, they're already yours, they already have them. So that's why it's called Mizaneis in Alecha. Mashayin Kain, if they're not Mechusat Seida, they are Mechusat Seida, so then the Muksa, meaning that they're out of your Rishus and not Mizaneis in Alecha. And this is Berach what Taisus in Shabbos, Dafka Vavam and Beis says, as his own pshat. Not he doesn't learn that way in Rashi, but he says it as his own pshat. So this is the second Mahalach in the Rishayinim, that when it's Mechusat Seida, so it's called Mizaneis in Alecha, because it's like in your Rishus. When it's not Mechusat Seida, it's called Mizaneis in Alecha, and it's out of your Rishus. Now, it's still Shver Rashi in the Mishnah, because Rashi in the Mishnah says by Dogim despite the fact that Dogim, you're not allowed to be tzad them, despite the fact that there is an Isset Seda by Dogim, he still says the reason why he can't give them Mizainis is because they can have food by themselves. They don't need you for the food. And Shaila is, why does Rashi need that? Once we see that Chayiv, Oif, and Abiv, God, also you can't give them food. And Behechach, you're going to have to say, like Rashi says in Shabbos, like the Ran explains, because anything which is not Mechuset Seda is like out of your Ishus. It's Muksa, meaning it's out of your Ishus. It's not Kumas and Eisen Lecha. So why don't you say the same thing by Dogim? So the Pnei Yeshua says that Lefidim Arshal, it's Meyushiv. Lefidim Arshal, the Dogim and Abiv are not Mechuset Seda. They also have no Chsarin of Tzeda. The reason why you're not allowed to take them is Isrif Ktsira. It's an Isrif Ktsira. It's an Isrif Eikadava Migiduloi. But that's also Menegeya taking them. There'll be an Isrif Ktsira. Mashaik Menegeya feeding them. Even though there's an Isrif Ktsira to take them, but since they're not Mechuset Tzeda, they're in a small Bivar, and there's no Chsarin of Tzeda there, so Mela, they should be considered as an Eisen Alecha. That's a Rashis, the Mesef Isvara, that the dogim, since they could eat the asavi akarka, the katan eichlas, gadol eichlas akatan, since they could eat the vegetation and the large fish could eat the small fish, that bechlal they never call mizanais and lecha, even that they're not mechuset seida. That's what Pnei Yeshua's pshat and Rashi. Now let's go vaita. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara brings this theory, like we mentioned. The Mishnah says that you could be tzad chayev oif from the biva. The Brisa says you can't. And the Gemara first wanted to say it's a machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And in the end, the Gemara says it's a shaila if it's a biva gadol or a biva katan. A biva gadol is called mechuset tzeda, and I'll take it, a biva katan is called eina mechuset tzeda. The Gemara describes what's a biva gadol, what's a biva katan. The Gemara says three descriptions. One is that if you can get it b'chad shichya, if you get it in one shot, that's called a biva katan. If it takes more than one shot, it's a biva gadol. The second one is if it has uksi, if it has places, chayin estakim, for the animal to escape to, that's a biva gadol. If not, it's a biva katan. And the other is the size. If the shade of the walls go to each other, that's a biva katan. And larger than that is a biva gadol. That's the Gemara by Chayev Oif. Then the Gemara says that Reb Shimon Gamliel says, loikal abivim shavim, if you say, if it's mechuset seid, it's also, ain't a mechuset seid, it's mutter. The Gemara says, hechi dami mechuset seida. And the Gemara brings a meme, Amr Av Yosef, Amr Avim Mishmuel, kol sha'im ahave mitzudin etzudenu. Chuset Seida means if you have to bring a trap to trap it. So Rashi says that that's exactly the same shir as before. They're just using a different lashon, but that's the same shir as before. It's one shir. It's a bissel shver. The Gemara uses one lashon there and one lashon here, but it's really one shir. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos holds that the Gemara before was talking b'dafka about chayos, that there was talking about a beaver of chayos and talking about trapping a chaya. Then the Gemara gave that shir. And this Gemara is discussing Eifes. Eifes has a different gather. Eifes are a completely different way of trapping than Chayes. And there it's totally in Havim Etzudin Etzudenu. And that's why all the kashas that Abai asked here were all kashas about Eifes. Because the Gemara before was saying a Shilagabi Chaya. The Gemara here was saying a Shilagabi Eifes. That's Taisus Malach. In the Rambam, interesting. The Rambam, in Hilchas Shabbos, only says over the Shir, and he says that both Chai and Eifes, he only says over the Shia of Biva Gadol and Biva Katan, like the Gemara here. The Gemara Shir of Matla B'chad Shichya, of Uksi Uksi, of Nafatul the Kastle Adadi, that the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says over these Shirim of the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, he only says the Shia of Havim Mitzudin and Sedenu. That's how he teaches, and like we said, he says it by Dogim also. By Dogim Chai and Eifes, any time that you need to say Havim Mitzudin and Sedenu, it's Asir. Any time that you don't need to say Havim Mitzudin Sedenu, then it's Mutter. So the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that Ivi Dichad Shiruhu, and Hilchas Shabbos he gives one share, and Hilchas Yontif he gives the other share, because they're the same share. But the Sefer Emek Bracha is bothered, what's a pshat? Why would the Rambam give one share in Hilchas Shabbos, and a different share in Hilchas Yontif? If it's the same share, why doesn't he say the same thing? And he says Hilchas Shabbos, as he says in Hilchas Yontif. So Zag Deimek Bracha, the Rambam holds as two different shiurim. But the Rambam holds as a machleik is a Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakam holds of the shiur of Biva Katan and Biva Gadol, like the Gemara said before. The Gemara was talking in the Tanakam. And Shimon Gamliel is a different shiur. Shimon Gamliel holds that the shiur is Havim Mitzud and Tzedenu. It's a different shiur. It's a machleik is a Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel. And now we said, that shims with the Magen Mishnah's pshat, that by Dogim, that he holds the machleik is Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel. So what's if Shat the Rambam in Ilchus Shabbos Paskins like the Rabbanon and the Rambam in Ilchus Yontif Paskins Shimming Amil? Taina Dei Mekbracha Pashit. Because like we said, the Rambam holds that the Issi is not Seyda. Seyda is Mutl Tzarech Echel Nefesh. Seyda is not from the Malachas that Evshim Esma, it's Osl Tzarech Echel Nefesh. The Issi we're dealing with here is an Issi of Muksa. Muksa, according to the Tanakama, that's totally in the Gidrei Tzeda. The Tanakama have the same Gidrei Tzeda that we use for Muksa, the same gather. Muksa and Tzeda have the same gather. The male of Tanakama holds is totally, whether it's a Biva Kot and a Biva Gadol. Mashiach and Evshim Gamliel. Avshim Wil holds that Muks is totally in one thing, Havim Mitzu, then it's a Dena. It's not totally in Ilchus Seida. And that's why also there's no Chil bin Dagim Achayim Vaivis. And that's why also it's not totally in the Biva Kot and the Biva Gadol. It's totally in Havim Mitzu, then it's a Dena. And we pass him like Avshim Wil Amil. Now Shankim Ilchus Shabbos, there's Zucha not totally in Muksa, there's totally in Seida. And Seida is Taka totally in the gather of Biva Kot and the Biva Gadol, like the Gemara says, Matulei Bechad Shichya, and Uksi Uksi, and Nafli Tul the Kasle Dadi, these are all like Daris and Seida. And say that the Rambam's maskim that that's the Agdara. It's only Lagabe Yontif where there is no Issa Tzeda. There is Issa Muksa. The Issa Muksa is telling Havim Mitzud and Tzedenu. Now the Emesidus would be a good pshat in the Rambam, and it fit very well why the Rambam and Ilchus Shabbos and Ilchus Yontif says differently. Now the parallel by me is that the Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos also brings up Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah in Shabbos which says is din, Achleikis Yehudan the Rabbanan, Lagabe Atzad Svi Labayis, or Atzad Svi Labiva, the Gemara brings down. On that Mishnah, Shimon Gamliel says, Laikal Abiva in Shavim, Alakal Machusat Seyda Asa, Shayna Machusat Seyda Mutter. And the Gemara in Shabbos says the same thing the Gemara says here in Be'ah, that Rav Yosef said, B'Shem Vila Mishmo Lachab Shimon Gamliel, with Abaya, with Alachab Machal, the Bligi, with the whole thing. And it also says there that the Shev Shimon Gamliel is Havim Mitzud and Sedenu. You see, Lechari, very clear from the Gemara in Shabbos, and Havim Mitzvah and Sedenu is also a Shia in Seida. And a Chinami, the Rambam could be holds that the Shia of Muksa, Shia Tzeda, is the same Shia. That's how learns about Gemara. But you see, clear that Havim Mitzvah and Sedenu is a Shia in Seida. The Gemara in Shabbos is more that way. So Lechari, it's Nistar is Chilik that Havim Mitzvah and Sedenu is not a Shia in Seida, it's a Shia in Muksa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the same thing in Shabbos with the Indian is Seida. The Batsim is very Shver in the Emek Bracha. Now, the only thing is, I saw in the Pirish Mishnayis that the Rambam here in Be'ah and the Rambam in Shabbos is different. The Rambam here in Be'ah says that whatever is not Mechusat Seyda, he says, is Muktzah. Whatever is not Mechusat Seyda, is Muktzah. And he doesn't mention anything about the Melacha of Tzeda. And then he says, Halacha Kerab Shimon Gamliel, which is very much Mashma, Halacha Mechlal, the Pligi that he holds Rav Shimon Gamliel, is arguing on the Tanakama. And in Masech the Shabbos, he says there, Halacha Ketanakama, Ukud the Pirish Lan Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the Lashon that he has in Pirish Mishnayis in Masech the Shabbos. But there it sounds like he's learning up the Mishnah in Shabbos that there is no Machlaikas Shimon Gamliel in the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Pirish of the Rabbanon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel's Hagdara of Mechusat Seyda is the Rabbanon's Hagdara of Biva Kot and Biva Gadol. So that's what it sounds like from the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis. But I still don't understand how it seems that the Sugi in Shabbos, which is clear that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying Hagdara in Mechusat Seyda.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.